brought to you by Gendera 76 and Auto Service at Cypress and Pacelli, home of the sign. Redding's last full-service service station since 1979.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
How old he is and how long ago that he was in his prime. If you're 35, you might not have hardly any memory of Mike Tyson ever being in his prime.
Well, and normally I'd say, well, people know who, you know, Babe Ruth was, and he hasn't played for a number of years. But boxing is so gone from gigantic to who cares that you're right. Yeah, these people might, I've heard that name. See the guy with the Tigers? He was a convicted rapist, too, probably worth throwing in.
And one of the stars of Hangover, the Hangover movie.
Oh, that's right.
In which he had a tiger.
And he did, clearly. So we're talking about voter fraud and mail-in ballots and that sort of thing. A couple of quick follow-ups. The RNC has joined in efforts to overturn California Governor Gavin Newsom's executive order that every voter receive a mail-in ballot for the November election. The lawsuit filed in federal court. Sacramento mirrors an earlier one, et cetera, et cetera. So that fight is on. We'll have to see how that plays out. But we received a number of emails in the midst and after the discussion that I thought
electronic were... mail.
Yeah, that's correct, Jack. You need not put a letter in an envelope anymore.
Where do I put the stamp on this electronic mail?
Let me explain it to you after the show. How I multivite. Take two. How I multivote. By Al Anonymous. I am a member of the armed services. I've lived in many states. I receive absentee ballots from three of those states, plus my home of record. I vote four times in four states. If some don't think it happens, their heads are in the sand. Additionally, I collect ballots from all the old ladies in my neighborhood and vote those as well.
What?
Now, I don't
How
know
do
if
you
that's
do that?
Sarcastic. Well, you offer to turn it in for them.
Mm. And then, like, change the way they're voted, or just to you know how they're going to vote?
Oh, no, I'll seal it for you. Just pop that ballot in there, and then one popular technique is just if there are any you didn't bother to vote because you don't know or care who's on the county board or whatever, you fill in your party to make sure your party wins.
Mm.
Or you just say, you're a Democrat or you're a Republican? Great, I'll take your ballot. I'll fill it out for you. And then they just fill it out however they want. But Marsha writes, hey, guys, love your show. Wanted to let you know the state of Nevada is being sued because we don't allow vote harvesting. They're trying to californicate Nevada. It's Marsh and Carson City. The always reliable Joe writes, there's no evidence that vote fraud would occur if we simply put stacks of ballots on street corners. How's that for debunking? That's true. No evidence does exist that vote fraud would occur because A, it's not been tried, and B, nobody checks anyway.
There's an NBC Los Angeles report, just came across the Twitter right now. 80 ballots mailed to one San Pedro apartment.
Mm. Yep, sure. Well, and people have pointed out apartment complexes could be rife with this. I mean, you could have all sorts of, you know, you could have a guy stand there and say, look, you got to keep it cool, but I'll give you $10 for your ballot. Just standing there at the post office on the couple of days they're mailed. And somebody might call the authorities, but in certain hoods, nobody would.
God, when I used to move around a lot and be in a different apartment every 9 months or a year or whatever, the amount of mail you get from people that used to live in that apartment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When you live there.
Yeah, we still get our mail for our kids who haven't lived in our house for years. And Yeah, could vote for them. In fact, I have voted for them in the past. Is that a felony?
So
I asked them what they want, but
so a COVID story. One definite positive note is the number of deaths has gone down quite a bit now.
I want to make clear, I've never voted for anyone. It's a joke. It's an apocryphal tale made by an outrageous talk show host. So he's known for his outrageous comments.
Here's your last 3 days total deaths in America: 633, 503, 693. Those are low numbers.
Oh yeah, compared to where we were a week. Interesting, but yeah, very, very, very low.
Because we were in the thousands for a couple of months, and that's 3 days in a row.
And I would guess the average age of those poor folks, and God bless them, is 80 or so, or certainly well past 75.
So that's just absolutely fantastic news.
Yes.
But I saw this headline: the fastest or hardest hit counties in America now. The San Francisco Bay Area, 7 of the 9 Bay Area counties have reported recent uptick in cases, sharply rising. And I saw that headline, I thought, oh no. And then Joe pointed out the obvious.
Let me know when you'd like me to jump in and point out that is useless information. Utterly useless. You might as well oink like a hog or cluck like a chicken. As I've said before, if I am curious to know how many redheads there are in my zip code, I go to 3 houses, I find 1 redhead, and I report, we have 1 case of redheadedness. Then the next week, I go to 200 houses. Turns out, we have a shocking rise in redheadedness, 45 redheads. And then the next week, I hit every house in the zip code, which is thousands, and I report 890. We have a sharp rise in case. It reflects a rise in testing. Unless you have randomized, steady numbers of testing, you have given me no useful information.
So they got
and this is in the San Francisco Chronicle?
Yeah, front page, top of the fold. This is the big story.
Unbelievable.
And got my attention, Alameda County spikes now hardest hit. And I thought, oh, my God. Well, you get several paragraphs in, certainly away from the headline that's supposed to scare you. Health officers say they anticipated some increases as they expanded testing. Hey, I think.
Unfriggin' believable. Seriously. And you will hear that reporting in all the major newspapers, websites, all the alphabet channels, the cable channels. They're all doing it. And it's all to scare you and get your attention or to reinforce the narrative that this is absolutely horrible and we must all be terrified. It is pretty damn horrible if you get it. I know multiple people now. It is a terrible and scary disease. But... and maybe now is the time for that. Who's that you were quoting earlier in the show who was offering?
Winston Churchill.
No. It was a Tuesdays with Maury guy.
Oh, yeah.
This is a great time for that.
So USA Today, they do this occasionally. It's became friends and started hanging out, and Mitch Albom learned the meaning of life. I remember reading that book at the time and thinking it was very moving and powerful.
Very touching, yeah.
But then he wrote like 9 more of them, and...
yeah.
Seemed a little cash grabby.
Wednesdays with Gladys and Thursdays with Otto. And on and on. He was a sportscaster guy, too, wasn't he?
Yeah. And really good.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
anyway.
Well, and listen, he got himself a cash cow and he milked it. I'd do the same thing.
So,
anyway.
The big headline USA Today wants you to know is, we are the enemy, too. Americans must ask themselves, how many lives are worth returning to normal? They ask as if having an answer to that question would make you a horrible person.
It's clearly a rhetorical question.
Assuming, and it is not a rhetorical question. There is an actual number you could come up with. How many lives are worth risking to return to normal? I'd say probably several thousand. I mean, I think you could figure out the math.
But many thousand, because if we don't, we will lose many thousands of lives from what we've discussed before. Addiction, despair, suicide, lack of cancer screenings, not going to the doctor when your chest feels kind of tight because you're afraid to. We will not only will we arguably plunge people into poverty and misery, but we'll just flat kill people through lack of medical care.
I think that's an insane argument and a really childish way to put it.
Of course,
it's USA Today, which is kind of a dumbed down. It's my newspaper.
Yeah.
Americans must ask themselves, how many lives are worth returning to normal?
I would agree.
Full-page article about that.
Yeah, I would agree. That is a perfectly appropriate question, but it's not a greeting card, simple adolescent girl rhetorical question. It's a very serious question that has a very serious, multifaceted answer. God, that's unbelievable.
And I think Americans, a lot of Americans, are answering it by going out and about and doing things, even if it's not recommended where you live.
Yeah, yeah. And if there were less of that bull crap, I think you'd get fewer people reflexively rejecting the idea of wearing masks, for instance, because it's become such a tribal political question. Oh, by the way, I was clicking around looking at Joe Biden's Twitter feed. His picture, his avatar picture, is him in a mask. And every tweet that appears, he's in the mask. And his pinned tweet, the one that you always see first, is, I can't believe I have to say this, but please don't drink bleach. So he's virtue signaling by wearing a mask and misinterpreting what the president said, which was, you know, odd and oddly put, as usual, with Trump, but he didn't tell anybody to drink bleach. Mm. I noticed Jack Dorsey didn't flag that and say the president never said to drink bleach. But, of course, not. But I just thought it was funny. He's in his mask for his picture because everybody knows if you have your picture taken without a mask, the camera gets COVID-19. What
Bingo.
Yeah. None of this will move a single vote.
No, it will not. These are such strange times. I tell you what. I was telling Jack during the commercials, the world's making me crazy. I'd like to become a farmer.
Hmm?
It seems a very satisfying work. You know, and I'm my part of the world, it's more orchards than farms, although if I moved 10 miles over, it'd be farms. So I'm thinking of starting an orchard up, but I don't know the first thing about it. I mean, I understand, like, that nuts grow on trees.
I have an orchard. It seems that watering it seems to be the main thing.
Well, there you go. Wait a minute. Where's my pen?
Water the
orchard.
The trees we water seem to do well.
You know, I
wish they all came due at the same time, though. So we'll have, like, a gazillion cherries and nothing else. Then we'll have no cherries, but more lemons than you could shake a lemon stick at.
Right.
Then oranges coming out our wazoo, which will happen if you eat too many oranges.
Yes, they will. They keep you regular, sometimes too regular.
Oh, plums. Plums go just crazy. Yeah. Oh, and one of our dogs eats fruit, so when if it ripens...
Onyx used to do that, my old black lab.
Bigsy, our Australian shepherd, I think he is, when if it ripens and falls to the ground, he eats it, and he is so fat, because he just lays around in the summer eating fruit all day long. He's the fattest Australian shepherd you've ever seen.
Oh, boy. Plums did not agree with Onyx. Tick, 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 kerblooey.
Oh, yeah, you want to have
aggressive scent.
Yeah, you've got to be an outside dog if you're going to let him eat fruit all day long.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, my current dog, Baxter, he is shameless with breaking wind. And, I mean, theoretically, he just eats the same thing. The same food, but some days he's like the Hindenburg.
He doesn't say excuse me or leave the room.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, I'll be right back. He's there at our feet. Judy and I are sitting on the love seat there. I'm doing show preppy stuff. She's reading a book, whatever, and just lights the place up. Jiminy. Rude. Shame.
Shame.
Shame, Baxter.
Shame.
Shame.
I
get to ask my buddy Greg, the professional dog trainer, if there's anything you can do about
train
that.
Train them not to flatulate.
Short of a cork.
Good boy.
I'm guessing no.
I don't even know how effective that would be.
Well, and I tell you what, it'll change our relationship if I'm putting that cork in him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a different role to play.
He's going to look at me differently every time I approach.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty. What's the number one sign of a bad home security system? I'll tell you what. It's one that's so complicated you never use it.
This is exactly the type of security system SimpliSafe has spent a decade fighting against.
They believe that simple is safer, and it's exactly why SimpliSafe is the home security for right now when feeling safe at home has never been more important.
SimpliSafe was designed to be easy to use while protecting your whole home 24/7.
Order online with the click of a button. Open the box. Place the sensors, plug it in. Your home is now protected around the clock.
That's right. No technician or salesperson has to come to disrupt your house and hit you with big charges. You don't need to pay an outrageous monthly fee or sign a 2-year contract.
Have you heard this? SimpliSafe was named Best Overall Home Security of 2020 by U.S. News & World Report.
And their 24/7 professional monitoring and emergency dispatch start at 50 cents a day.
Head to SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong and get the free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong.
America's ready to get back to work, but to win in the new economy, you need every advantage to succeed. Smart companies run on NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. With NetSuite, you'll have visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. Everything you need, all in one place.
Whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in sales, NetSuite gives you visibility and control so you can manage every penny with precision. You'll have the agility to compete with anyone, work from anywhere, and run your whole company right from your phone. Join over 20,000 companies who trust NetSuite to go faster with confidence. NetSuite surveyed hundreds of business leaders and assembled a playbook of the top strategies they're using as America reopens for business.
Receive your free guide, 7 Actions Businesses Need to Take Now, and schedule your free product tour at netsuite.com/action. Get your free guide and schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/action. netsuite.com/action.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision.
Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coach Master is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has lifers during and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
/action, netsuite.com/action.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We will resume play and conduct the 2020 Stanley Cup playoffs in two hub cities that will be identified and announced at a later date.
So soccer on ice is likely to return this summer?
It's called hockey. Most exciting sport.
the greatest trophy in all of sports, the Stanley Cup.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Clearly. That. Yep.
How about this headline? You've got some. We work with a millennial, John. You've raised millennials.
Oh.
It has here, millennials is born between 81 and 96.
Yeah, so, yeah, I guess two of my kids technically are. Yes, okay. I admit it.
It was more difficult than I thought it would be.
Yeah. Yeah. millennials have experienced the slowest economic growth of any generation in American history.
It's because they're lazy. Literally. Lazy millennials. Everybody knows that.
It's not the second once-in-a-lifetime economic collapse that happened once when we were entering the workforce and the second one as we were entering our prime earning years.
It's that you're snowflakes. That's you don't know it. How to work.
And you don't appreciate bread spreads.
It's the grip strength.
Bread spreads and mayonnaise.
Lack your grip strength.
So I just thought that headline was pretty interesting.
Yes.
And it's true.
Well,
looking
yeah.
at the graph, growth in economic output adjusted for population, inflation adjusted, obviously, because whatever they were using for money back in 1792, I'm not, you know.
Farthings. Crowns.
For one thing, I thought it was interesting. Some of these generations I had never heard of. So what generation experienced the greatest economic growth?
Before we get there, I would like to point out that if you go with today's figures, what you said was certainly true. But if you went with 4 months ago or possibly 4 months from now, it might no longer be true because the economy would skyrocket back up again. Although I don't know what numbers they're using. So go ahead.
Yeah, it looks like the graph was pretty low regardless of this last couple of months.
Okay.
So millennials have had the least economic growth during their period of being in the workforce. The greatest by far, and they're not that far behind the lost generation, which is, you know, that name right there would give you. That was the generation born between 1883 and 1900. One of the great, as pre-GPS. They had no idea where they were.
I believe U.S. Americans don't have maps.
But anyway, so you go up from there. Also, so there's a clump at the very bottom, a clump in the middle, and then one at the top that, like, had by far the greatest time to be alive
mm-hmm.
in terms of economic everything. But so at the bottom end, you got the millennials have had the worst of it, then the lost generation, then the gilded generation.
Oh, the gilded.
1822 to 1842. Then the transcendental generation, which I'd never heard of, born between 1792 and 1821. The founding fathers were still kicking it.
Huh.
All right. At the very top, though.
Imagine that. You'd see James Madison walking down the street.
Yeah. Huh. The generation that had the greatest go of it, the GI generation, born between 1901 and 1924. I guess that's because you were prime for World War I and World War II.
Well, also,
not World War I, but World War II, definitely.
Well, if you were born in that, that means you're in your earning years post-Depression. So it was a deflated number, and you just skyrocketed from
gotcha.
There.
Post-Industrial Revolution,
right.
modern manufacturing, better shipping, et cetera, the economy just exploded.
But bunched together are the Gen Xers right above the missionary generation. And there are other positions. The progressives generation, the boomers, which we all know about, and then the silent,
okay, boomer.
Then the silent generation, which you don't hear much from, between 1925 and 1945.
Excellent.
Too easy, but amusing. Very funny.
Anyway, so that sucks for the millennials, no doubt about that.
It's because they're lazy. Everybody
they don't
knows that.
Appreciate bedspreads.
Armstrong and Getty.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition.
Whoa.
That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate 5 times the national average. That's right, 5 times, as represented by 5 times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
America is in an economic tailspin. President Trump rebuilt the U.S. economy, and he can do it again. Now, Newsmax TV's Chris Salcedo is looking at the lockdowns. If you're invested in stocks, watch Newsmax TV's Chris Salcedo Show. Also on Newsmax TV, see Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, Herman Cain, Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, and more. Find Newsmax TV on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Spectrum, Optimum, U-verse, Fios, Suddenlink, Mediacom, WOW, and Armstrong. Check your cable guide and tune in now. Everyone else does.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
You may have seen the sign. You may have even driven by it today. Hi, I'm Rick Gendra, owner of Gendra 76 on the corner of Cypress and Bocelli. We've been a family-owned automotive care and repair business since 1979. And yes, we still pump your gas and clean your glass. Stop by anytime. Let us show you what old-fashioned service is all about. And try our app to save up to 25 cents per gallon of quality 76 gas.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Don't be left watching Netflix reruns this summer. Use your screen time to future-proof your career with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. One of the best investments you can make is your education. So take the first step today. Summer classes start June 8th and enrollment is happening now. High school students, summer is the perfect time to pick up some college credits. With no tuition costs and enrollment is now completely online. Call 242-7500 or go online to shastacollege.edu/apply.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just read an email that was so dang funny. LOL. So what? No?
I wanted to read the article on your website where you're talking about the difference between being governed and being ruled.
Yes.
That was the judge in Illinois?
Yeah, Central Illinois judge just brought it. Fabulous, pointing out the arbitrariness and ridiculousness of all the various shutdown regulations.
And that's at armstrongandgetty.com. I don't know how you go about finding it once you get to the website.
It's under Hot Links.
Oh, Hot Links.
There you go. It's a little play on word.
Gotcha.
Words. Ironically.
So we've been complaining for a long time because we know something about the way the news industry works. We won't go into many more details than that because...
Just because.
Just because.
Yeah.
But oftentimes, politicians especially, but certainly businesses or whatever, can just send over a press release and it'll just end up on the news word for word. They don't even reword it.
Right.
Not only do they not, like, check to see if it's true or...
Oh, please.
Put in a counterpoint or whatever. They don't even reword it.
Right.
They just read it as the politician sent it from their office.
Right.
And this happened yesterday with Amazon. Amazon sent a full package to a bunch of TV news people, and it included the video you needed. It included the words. I mean, the newsrooms around America thought, thanks, Amazon. We'll just throw this on the air. You just saved me, like, hours of work.
Right.
And all I've got is a bunch of 22-year-old minimum wagers around here, and they can't do anything anyway.
Perfect.
But this is an idea of how it played on stations across America.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Amazon has transformed its operations in response to COVID-19 to protect employees and keep packages flowing.
Amazon has transformed its operations in response to COVID-19 to protect employees and keep packages flowing.
The company is keeping its employees safe and healthy while still delivering those packages to your doorstep.
The company is keeping employees safe and healthy.
The company is keeping its employees safe and healthy.
The company is keeping its employees safe and healthy.
The
company is keeping its employees
really
safe and healthy.
Delivery.
I think you get the point. Word for freaking word.
Yep.
Like I said, they don't even bother to reword it a little bit. Not even that much, you aren't embarrassed that you're just taking the piece directly from a for-profit business who's giving you information that's going to make them more money, and you just read it and pretend it's a news story.
Yeah.
You don't have any embarrassment about that at all.
Yeah.
God, that's just... It doesn't bother me as much as it bothers me with politicians who get to do that all the time with news outlets. But it is. It's the richest man in the world sent to news stations a pre-written news story, and they just ran
it. Hey, read this. Show this. All right, Mr. Bezos. Yes, sir. Well, and all you have to do is say, according to Amazon, they've reworked their assembly lines, blah, blah, blah. Rewrite the story. If you can verify any of it, I mean, it wouldn't even take that long, but they don't even have that much effort in them. It's really quite amazing.
Yeah, but, God, I would think, like you said, it wouldn't take very long. A half an hour, you could check with your local whatever kind of store shipping outlet and see what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Nope, nothing. Just slap that puppy on the air and repeat the words of just Jeff Bezos.
Word for word.
So lazy.
Oh, my God. So if you hear a story about Amazon, that doesn't, you just heard a commercial.
Right. And again, you could even say in a press release, Amazon says they're reworking their operation to keep their employees healthy. Make it clear that they're putting it out there. But no, these people read it as if it's their own reporting, which is so dishonest.
I don't watch the news.
And so how often?
Good for you, son.
And so how often does that happen with any story you hear about anything? A restaurant, a store, a politician, a sports league,
whatever
it is.
Sure, local news especially. Although the other great principle of news is look at your newspapers or your big websites or your channels, and when they do a story about your industry and you realize, wait a minute, that's not right. That's not how that works. That's not what we do in this industry. That's misleading. What makes you think they're accurate about all the rest of them?
Yeah.
They're not. Every article about the radio business is so fraught with inaccuracies or incompleteness that it's laughable to those of us in it.
I heard a couple of women talking about Amazon the other day, and it's really going to be interesting to see how Amazon comes out of this whole thing, because everybody's looking at Amazon different than they did before.
Mm-hmm.
If you've paid extra for overnight shipping or two-day shipping or whatever, you know now that that's meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
With Amazon, it's why they even offer it as an option, I have no idea, because they don't mean it at all. And so, and as these people were conversing, and a lot of people across America, because I've seen the numbers and I've read the stories in the Wall Street Journal, so many people are saying, you know, I can do as well or better with Target.com or Walmart.com,
correct,
yeah, or all these other places that for some reason I was ignoring, because Amazon was really the first in, and we all got used to that, but Walmart.com's got all kinds of stuff, too, and they can deliver it really fast also, and maybe even faster and maybe even cheaper.
Yeah. Well, my sweet bride was complaining about Amazon yesterday in real life, IRL, how she was looking for something that we needed and could not find it on Amazon. Then she did a general web search and clicked around, and there it was on Amazon. But Amazon wasn't going to get you there unless you work like crazy, because they had other stuff that paid them to put their stuff up front.
So their whole prioritizing sponsored items that pay more for that has gotten so bad, it's difficult to find that. I mostly notice that even with books. Like, I can search for a specific title, and it will not give me that title. It will give me other books, a long list of other books, before I get down to the title I specifically searched for.
Mm.
What kind of a search engine is that?
That's, well, one that's designed to empty your pockets, which is fine. They get to, but
they get to do that.
People
but
get to reject them.
They're making a mistake.
Yeah.
They're making a mistake doing that.
Yeah. So she ended up, I told her, listen, one of my favorite hair products I could not find on Amazon. Or it was super expensive, that's right, and I had to wait for a long time. I thought, I got it. Let me see if I can do better than that. And sure enough, I found it for, you know, half the price, two-thirds the price, available immediately, shipped quickly, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, yeah, I got to quit reflexively going old Jeff Bezos General Store.
Yeah. Well, you usually quit reflexively doing that when it becomes not the best choice.
Mm-hmm.
Love
the free market. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it made Walmart and Target way better.
True.
And now Amazon will have to get better to compete against them.
But there should be one government website. That would be better for everyone. Oh, man, speaking of which, I got an unbelievable email for you, if we want it. I don't know. We could do it tomorrow. It's a guy who's eligible for unemployment and has been trying for weeks to get his benefits. He can't get a call back. He can't even get anybody on the phone. Nothing is happening for weeks. And he's owed all these benefits. But you want to put yourself in the tender mercies of the government for everything, including your health care. Good Lord, what is the color of the sky in your world?
We've got a feel-good story on the way. See, you spend years and years and years behind prison, behind bars in prison.
It's not very feel-good thus far.
But you've got kind of a bucket list dream, something you've always wanted to do when you finally get out, if you ever get out.
Huh.
What is it that you want to do? The one thing you really want to do.
Get with somebody.
I'd probably be toward the top of the list.
I mean,
maybe you were.
Like a woman.
I've seen prison movies.
Sure.
You might have been. I don't know.
Anyway, surely you have a point.
I don't know what it is. We'll pay that off for you, among other things, on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Between pollen, pollution, and all the other nasty stuff in the air these days, isn't it time to make good nasal hygiene your new normal? Think about it. You wouldn't go a day without washing your hands or brushing your teeth, but what about your nose, the body's air filter? Cleaning your nose with nasal irrigation is clinically proven to relieve congestion caused by allergies and colds and flu without drugs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nasal irrigator with powered suction. Navage is the easy-to-use alternative to neti pots, pills, and prescriptions. Navage cleans your nose naturally by flushing out allergens, mucus, bacteria, and worse. Here's my promise to you. Try Navage. If it doesn't relieve congestion and help you breathe better and feel healthier, just return it for a full, no-questions-asked refund. Over 1 million sold. Online at Navage.com or in stores at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal with Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
The last few months have taught us what's important in life. It's also taught us what we need to eliminate or change.
It's the same for business. What are the changes you need to make? Do you have a hairball of multiple software systems when you could streamline with one? All you need is NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. Finance, HR, inventory, e-commerce, everything you need, all in one place so you save time, money, and headaches. Whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in sales, NetSuite gives you visibility and control so you can manage every penny with precision. Join over 20,000 companies who trust NetSuite to go faster with confidence. NetSuite surveyed hundreds of business leaders and assembled a playbook of the top strategies they're using as America reopens for business. Receive your free guide, 7 Actions Businesses Need to Take Now, and schedule your free product tour at netsuite.com/action. Get your free guide and schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/action, netsuite.com/action.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Action.
The government has declared them essential. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Let's start with your name, please, sir.
My name is Archie Williams.
Then where are you from, Archie?
I'm from Louisiana. I was just incarcerated for 37 years for somebody else's crime.
Oh.
DNA freed me.
Say we got about 3,500 yeses here.
Nice, nice.
That's awesome.
That's a feel-good story.
That is a good story.
Except for the 4 decades behind bars. Wrongful conviction.
Yeah, that sucks. But
that's infuriating.
But that, you know, well, there's nothing you can do to fix that.
Right.
Nothing you can do. But that standing on the crowd with that, a stage with that crowd doing that, had to be pretty damn good.
So you're okay with people being incarcerated for 37 years unjustifiedly?
I disagree with Jack. I think that is wrong.
Well, exactly. Welcome to Joe Getty's How to Argue Unfairly. No, going forward, clearly we can't.
So
but yes, we can't undo the past.
I don't know how America's Got Talent works, but so...
I liked how you have that grunty thing in there, that blues singer grunting.
Yeah.
Else, I can't do that. I wish I could.
How would he not win? How would you not vote for that guy? 37 years in prison. I've heard a lot of these stories, but I don't remember one that long.
Yeah, that's
brutal. A long time.
That is brutal.
Oh, that is rough.
Oh.
We really like this next story. It's getting a lot of attention.
As it should.
As it should, but we thought maybe, I think it's more enjoyable if you know what's happening here.
This is a bemasked MSNBC reporter on the scene reporting with disappointment and shock, sadness, that people are not wearing masks where he is in Wisconsin.
People there are just not worried about it, Cal? Are they not worried about their own personal safety?
I haven't met anybody who is. I think people felt like the Supreme Court made the decision here in Wisconsin that it was time to open up. But you can see, here, just around. Nobody's wearing them. Nobody's,
including the cameraman.
There you go, including the cameraman. Yeah. Katie?
Striking images.
So the guy says, in case you don't hear it, you know, the reporter says through his mask, nobody's wearing them. And the onlooker says, including your cameraman.
Just some rando walking
right,
by.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And half your crew. And this guy is so flummoxed because all he can do is read off teleprompters. Say, yeah, including the cameraman.
I just repeat things that are said to me. I'm a reporter.
Right.
Go blank yourself, San Diego.
Stay classy. Yeah, that's so good. So they're doing the big virtue signaling thing. If you're a lefty, you love masks, blah, blah, blah. Which is just, including your cameraman. And half
including
your crew.
Our cameraman.
Including the cameraman. I say through my mask.
That I have because I care.
That is one of the worst recoveries I've ever seen, including my cameraman.
Oh, yeah, well, the jerk store called.
Yeah, nice sincerity there, MSNBC. Unfriggin' believable.
Oh, I like that one. That's a good story. Well, the show's over when you have 5 minutes left, so I guess soft shoe?
I don't have my juggling routine.
A couple of bonus pieces of mailbag, if you will. First of all, real nice note here from Anonymous. We touched on when it would be time to stop applauding healthcare workers and praising them and the rest of it.
Oh, there was a ridiculous op-ed piece about we need to stop now before something happens.
Yeah, and Al says, listen, I have a slightly different take on why we need to stop praising them so much. I don't have a problem with the praise itself, but it's extremely frustrating as a small business owner that while I'm being told to sacrifice my business of 27 years, my retirement, my kids' education, college fund, while healthcare workers continue to get their full pay and pensions in some cases, I gladly trade places with them. If the healthcare worker doesn't feel safe at their jobs, they have the choice to quit. I had no choice, nor do I have any say in this. That's why I'm tired of hearing praise to the healthcare workers. But it's not an anti-healthcare worker thing by any means. And then I reference this, and I think it's absolutely worth sharing.
No, I just thought it was, well, that's why I said yesterday, it was from the overthinking things department.
Absolutely.
I can see no harm done if you say something kind to a healthcare worker.
Right, exactly. My name is Tim, and as a 50-year-old guy, I've been listening to you for around 20 years. Wow, fabulous, Tim, thanks. Awesome show, thank you. Just wanted to give you my input on how our state of California is handling the unemployment issues in response to COVID-19. At 50 years old, I've never in my life used unemployment. Even after he mentions various fires, losing everything my son and I owned. We rented, we had no insurance, I was able to still have a job. Now, I've lost my job as a general manager for a local restaurant where I was at for 16 years, which is closed due to the pandemic. Well, in the ordered shutdown. I applied for unemployment back in March. Now, 9 weeks later, I've still not received a penny from unemployment. 9 weeks. I've also not received any responses to my multiple messages to them. I've limited myself to 25 to 30 phone calls a day, which are never answered.
Oh.
Just for info, main customer service line is only open from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. The other line open from 8 to 8, but nobody ever answers, ever. I'm sure I can't be alone in this problem. I've now missed four paychecks and will run out of savings next month. I just wanted to bring this problem and the failing of our system to your attention. Thanks for the great show. It's here are a couple of grown man emojis I know Jack loves so much. Thumbs up, fist bump. Anyway, can you believe that? And you're going to, again, you're going to throw your life on the tender mercies of the government, involving more and more of the economy, including your health care. Good Lord, what a nightmare. 9 weeks. He limits himself to 25 to 30 phone calls a day. Unbelievable.
And here's somebody else who says they've been listening to us since day one.
This is awesome. You're a patient soul.
Yeah.
As the show has evolved. I mean, we were, in the beginning, it was mostly puns, animal noises, knock-knock jokes.
They particularly like...
A lot of take my wife, please.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then we were heavily into veterinary advice for years.
Tradio, yeah.
My cat has scabs. We say, well, have you, I don't know, taking your cat to the vet? I'll do that. Thanks.
They particularly liked when I was ranting and raving about one particular area, but I'm sure this is true all over the country, where on today, dine-in restaurants are open and non-essential offices. Tomorrow, hair salons and barbershops, because you couldn't have those open today. They can only open tomorrow, based on science,
We're
Joe.
Basing this all on science and data.
Then Friday, the 29th, places of worship can open. But hair salons tomorrow. So you could get your hair cut tomorrow, then go to church on Friday. But you can't do it the other way around, because who knows what horror would happen.
How many bodies is too many to open a hair salon a day earlier?
The idea that this is based on science is laughable.
What a joke.
Final Thoughts with Armstrong and Getty are brought to you today by two ominous notes separated by six octaves.
That might be my favorite
that
one.
That is awesome.
That's really funny.
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap things up, shall we? It's Michelangelo pressing the buttons in the control room. Final thought?
Yeah, if I ever find myself on live TV, I'm calling out the cameraman. It's just too funny, and watch the live reporter freak out.
My hero is, there was some cute reporter at reporting from some scene, I can't remember, and he rides up shirtless on his bike, and in the middle of the report says, hey, you want to go out sometime? You're pretty cute. The nerve. I've never had it. Positive Sean, final thought.
Yeah, more and more things starting to open back up. I saw Disney World announcing preliminary plans to open sometime in July, obviously not at full capacity. And I saw a Vegas hotel owner, CEO, something.
What?
They're just randomly buying airplane tickets so people can fly to Vegas. You don't even have to stay at his hotel. He's just trying to get people into the city.
Wow. Crazy. Jack, final thought?
I'm trying to think, as a guy who's really into music and stuff like that, why would two notes, six octaves apart, have such an ominous sound to them?
They do.
Is that something we learned from movies? Or do they just automatically have that?
That's an interesting question. I have no idea.
But no doubt, you hear that sound in your house, you'd think somebody was behind you with a knife.
Right. Right. Durr, I guess my final thought... Man, I don't know. I got so many thoughts. That final... Who has time?
Wow.
I wonder if when they open... Disneyland, Disney World of Mickey Mouse will still be around, or if he's one of those rats that's desperate for food because the restaurants are closed and he may have been cannibalized by other mice. You got this note from somebody caught a rat in one of the traps, then left it for a few hours and had her husband, can you deal with that? And he came home, all that was left was the tail.
Oh. Other rats had come and eaten the rat that got caught. Wow.
DCRs, desperate cannibalistic rats.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people think so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. We have the articles we mentioned and links and clicks and all sorts of stuff. You can buy cool Armstrong and Getty swag, some of it very funny. Drop us an email, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. And all of the podcasts are there, including stuff that's never been on the air and whatever. Armstrongandgetty.com.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's done.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Bingo.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.